Chayesor is known as the Parash of Shidduchim. Parash of Shidduchim, for those that used to be in the mirror, when Rabbi Baruch was here, Rabbi Baruch always used to give his famous Shidduch Shmuz, people would come from far and wide. This is the Parash of Shidduchim. It says, after they came to Lavan and Betzuel, Eliezer told them the entire story of exactly what happened with the entire Nichush and the entire... It was clear that it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even Lavan and Betzuel had to say, Mehashem Yotza Adavar. There was no way. Ve'yomru Mehashem Yotza Adavar Le'nuch Adavar Le'cha Ra'itoy. There's nothing to say about it. It was clear even to a goy that it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chazal say, Terim and Evim and Suvim, that a Shidduch is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean, a Shidduch is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means that it's clear that it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a fascinating pshat that I heard once. Someone that says, Shloisha shalu shalayka hoigin, Chazal say. Three people asked shalayka hoigin, shtayim nenu kahoigin, echas nenu shalayka hoigin. Three people asked something from the Rebbeinu Shalom shalayka hoigin, and two HaKadosh Baruch Hu were nenu kahoigin, and one was shalayka hoigin. Who are the three people? One was Eliezer Aver Avram, one was Shaul Melech Yisrael, one was Yiftach HaGiladi. What was the story? It says by Eliezer Aver Avram that he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first person that's going to say, Gam glamecha eshkeh. So, oisa hechachto, she's the right one. Say, Chazal, what would be if it would be a lame person? Let's see if she was blind. Who knows who's going to come? Right, maybe she's a Baal Chesed, but who knows what other movement she has? And Baruch Hashem, who did it come out to be? Nene Kehoigen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Rivka. Shaul said, whoever kills Goliath, he's going to get my daughter as a wife. What would be if it would be a mamzer? What would you do then? Baruch Hashem was Davin HaMelech Al HaShalom. The third one was Yiftach HaGiladi. Yiftach went to war. He was chased away, and then they came back and asked him to be the general, and he said, if you take me as a general, so then I fight the war. If I'm successful, you'll take me as a sar. They were maskim. Kitzer, he became the general, and he went to go fight the war. And he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first thing that comes out of my house, I'm going to give it as a carbon to Ribbono Shel Olam. What was the if I win the war? He won the war, came home. What was the first thing that came out of his house? His daughter. And Mamela Haleo Shom, he didn't actually bring it as a carbon. The pasuk says that he sent her off to a faraway place. Once a year, they would go visit her. Her friends would go visit her. But Batsem, she lived as a hermit for the rest of her life. And the Shalom Mitzvakesh says, what's the difference between the first two and the third? How come the first two, they were Nenesh Leikhoigen, and the third one was Nenesh Leikhoigen? So it's all because the first two were in Inyanei Shidduchim. Inyanei Shidduchim, the very fact that you give it off to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whoever it is, that's the one. So that's enough. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nenesh Leikhoigen. Mashing is something which is not, then you have to have something which is not going to get to Shidduchim. Then you have to be able to see. You have to be able to have the schus to deserve that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Nenesh Leikhoigen. Meila, Shidduchim is something that a person is able to see clearly, and I think most people, even if in the shidduch themselves, while they were going through the shidduch, they didn't see it. Very often we ask people afterwards, and they'll say, Mamish, how did the shidduch come about? Mamish from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mamish, a match made in heaven. You're able to see it. You're able to see the Yad Hashem. Many, many people have told me. You can see the Yad Hashem. And some people bechlal the stories of shidduchim that they have. They bechlal met the wrong person. They went to the hotel and it was the wrong person. Here in Eretz Yisrael, it's more common that they don't, you have a bunch of different people coming and they met the wrong one and they went out. But that's mamish, Yashem Yatsa Adavar. But you're able to see clearly by Shidduchim, Yashem Yatsa Adavar. And I think it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us a little bit of a Pesach, a little bit of a Chalorin, a little bit of a window to see clearly the Yad Hashem. See the Yad Hashem. And from there to be able to step back and be able to see that in the rest of your life as well. In the Chalam, when a person is involved in something, a person is not really Mason Leib, he doesn't see, doesn't pay attention to exactly what's going on. He doesn't see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making with Tzadei Gover. When he's able to look back and take a step back. See, sometimes you don't see it always right away. But very often you speak to the people, I was just speaking to somebody this week about, for a long time, about where he should move to in America, where should he go. And I was trying to discuss him in different places that I saw from different alumni. I was telling him that I can tell you from, I don't know how many people that were through the Chabur that went back to America, they weren't 100% exactly where they should go. And he called it 2 years later, this is the best place where it was, Amamish. One person, he told me, he was mamish fighting, he didn't understand why they didn't take him. He went for an interview position, and everything clicked, everything went well, and they just said no. And they just said no, he doesn't know why, and it was mamish, he thought it was perfect. And a year later, he calls me back from some out-of-town community, both him and his wife are from Flatbush. They're mamish in-towners, and they like to live without a pizza shop within, a 15-foot radius is already Mesilas Nefesh. And they call it to say that this mamish, this is the place. This is the place that Baruch Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu is mechem etzali gover. Person should be able to look back and see. I mentioned once our chavrusa that his shver during Corona was very, very sick, and the mamish thought he wasn't going to make it. He's an elderly man, and Baruch Hashem, he got out of it. And he said, he told my chavrusa, son-in-law, he says that what I was doing when I was sick, he says I was going through my entire life and seeing, being Mason live, to the fact that all the things that I thought were really no good, they were the worst things possible, and how at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu worked it out of the table. And then sometimes you don't see it, and sometimes it takes 5 years, sometimes it takes 10 years, sometimes it takes 20 years, and 50 years. And that was the Chavetz Chaim said that we saw in the Shari Tfun in Yoni Bitochen. He says, if you make some leif, if you pay attention, you'll see that even though the person thinks that he's gaining, but if he gains in a way which is not al pi derech hateva, at the end of the day, if you make some leif, you'll see that he loses that. There's actually a fascinating story that the Chavetz Chaim says, just to bring out the point. He says there was a story that he remembered that they used to take a certain quota, they needed a certain quota for the army. The kids are, if somebody came to take the person's son, theoretically was able to pay the guy or pay them off, that he should take someone else. What happened was once that in the Chavetz Chaim's time, somebody came to take the butcher's son. Because the butcher said, wait 1 second, he went into the Beis Medrash, grabbed a bacher that was sitting there learning, and he took him and he says, I'm giving the boy in place. Give me the boy in place. Because sure enough, he gave the boy in place, and he didn't take his son. And he says the entire city was arms. And a year went by, 2 years went by, and people started forgetting about it. 5 years. Says the Chavetz Chaim, everybody forgot about it, but me. But me, I didn't forget about it. He says, 30 years later, his son was going to, the butcher sent his son to go buy cattle, and on the way he got bitten by some dangerous insect, and it was contagious, whatever it was, whatever disease they had, and no one wanted to go, the Chavetz Chaim didn't want to go close to him. He says, the butcher itself, and bury his son with his own hands. He says, it was mamash midi keneged mido after 30 years. He says, the person doesn't see it. If that's the rav, certainly the teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moided midi keneged mido. Just to pay attention, sometimes to take that step back and to look and see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being menal our life, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. This is just another interesting part that's very similar in this parasha, Gishmakavart, that the Kotzker says. Also similar, that when you're caught up in something, you don't really see what's going on. That the Kotzker says, Chazal say that Eliezer and Avram had a daughter, and he wanted the daughter to get married to Yitzchak. So he said to Avram, Ulay lo yisava isha lalecha sacharai. Vayirim o'ilav ha'evid, Ulay lo yisava isha lalecha sacharai. Yalar tazois. Ha'oshiv, oshiv izbincha la'artha she'yotosim isham. So Rashi says, A like Siv. It says, Ulai without a Vav. A like Siv. Maybe she could come to me. Maybe she can marry my daughter. My son. Maybe Yitzchak can marry my daughter. Interestingly enough, the Kotzker points out, he says, when does it say Ulai without a Vav? Only the second time around. When he's telling over the story to Lavan and Besuel, I said to Avram Avinu, Ulai lo yisaveh ishalach ha-zacharai. There it says without a Vav. L'chor it's Eilam Afach. What do you mean? It should be at the first time. When Avram Avinu was telling him to go find a wife, he should have said, Eli Loisavei Yishalech Azari. Why did he say it the last time? Says the Kotzker, because when a person has Negias, and he's involved in something, he realizes that he has Negias. So at the time that he was involved, it was Ulai. He didn't even see that he had Negias Bechlal. When did he realize that he had Negias? Only after the story, when they already found a wife for Yitzchak, and now he's out of the picture, there's no question Bechlal. Then he looks back and he says, oh, I thought I could see that he had Negias. Often a person, he gets into an argument with somebody, certainly with Shalom Bayis, and certainly with, there's negias involved, there's something that's involved. The best thing to do is to take a step back. And very often you can't take a step back, because you're so involved, you don't even realize that you have the negias. So any time that a person, very often happens with neighbors, if you get in Eretz Yisrael much more than in America. In America, it could be you live a block away from the closest person. But here, people are building on top of each other, and you have 25... It starts off with 25 people in a building. Then they build Yichidot Diyor. Then it's another 35. That also gets into, and this person took my spot, and this person took the Ma'achsan was supposed to be for me, and all the different things. Even if you're rent, there's enough interpersonal relationships that go on with neighbors, with Bali Diyor, with things. that that a person has to take a step back and see what is it, where the negiyas that are involved over here. And the way to do that is really to ask somebody else. Very often a person doesn't realize bechlal that he has a negiyas. And b'meila, the best thing, asel harav, k'nei lecha chaver. It doesn't really have to be, it could be either one. It could either be a rav or a chaver. Somebody to ask, somebody that's not in the negiyas, doesn't have to be somebody that's mamish, any a friend even, that you're able to ask the same thing, to take the step back and see, is it what is it that's being refereed me? Am I being oimen on something here? Am I not, that I shouldn't be, or not? And generally, it happens very often, the biggest negiya is money. And that was this week's parasha. The biggest negiya is money. I saw that Kalei Yoker says, the reason why he says the parasha of the right after Ephraim. So what's the hemshech of Ephraim to the story of finding a wife for Yitzchak? He says because Ephraim was Emor Mat Vasei Arbe, he was exactly Fakert. He was Maor Arbe Vasei Afilu Mat Lo Yosach, Chazal say. That he was lowered after Kesef, he was lowered after money, and Remaili wasn't able to see straight. Mashain Kane, the whole test when he gave to Yitzchak to find a wife, what was the test? To see, was she a balas chesed or not? Is she willing to be able to be vater on her money, vater on her time, vater on whatever it is for somebody else? To show the difference between Ephraim and somebody that's coming to the house of Avraham Avinu. Remaili, that's the two nekudas, two chashvan nekudas that I think come out of the parasha, is one, to take Shidduch as a mashal, as a dogma, and that everybody saw, you're able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To take that and to look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in other aspects of your life as well. Mi'Hashem Yatzal Adover, that Shidduchim come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just certain times you're able to see it more than others. Use that as a springboard to look for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in other places in your life. And the more you look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more the midah shatam meidah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meidah itcha. The more you see the hashgacha, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashgiach, the protius on the person. And the second thing is also when a person is in the matzav negiyah, which is really when a person is in a matzav of a machlekes, of whatever machlekes it is, machlekes of monetarily, machlekes with his neighbors, machlekes with if it's a shalom bayis issue, whatever it is, so step back and to ask somebody else, to be meyayis to somebody else, that it shouldn't be. Could be that it's negiyas and he doesn't even realize that he has negiyas. Usually when a person says, right, it's not the money, it's the principle, you know that it's the money. They say, right, it's not the money, it's the principle, you know that it's the money. So a person has to step back, ask somebody else, is it just the money, is it the... And if a person does it, you're k'nei l'chachover, you definitely have yourself a more peaceful and calm life. May Hashem bless you.